drought is back in Oklahoma. More than half the state now falls in the extreme drought category. In State Impact's Logan Layden reports, normally water-rich southeast Oklahoma is bearing the brunt of a very dry fall and winter.
I'm standing in what should be Atoka Lake. Tree stumps poke above the lake's surface, and it's easy to see where water used to reach. Last year, lake levels were up. But now, Atoka is in the bullseye of the worst of Oklahoma's current drought. Atoka Emergency Manager Derek Mixon says last week's snowstorm didn't help much.
All that liquid just soaked right in real quick. It didn't really help us.
Mixon says the current drought puts his city in an unfamiliar spot. If it continues, city officials might need to ration water.
But we haven't had any water rationing at all since I even remember. We've always had plenty of water. Of course, we've been in droughts before, and we'll hopefully this weekend, what they're saying, we may get busted out of it. They're saying possible flooding this weekend.
State climatologist Gary McManus says Atoka Lake isn't the only reservoir feeling the effects of extreme drought.
McGee Creek down in Atoka County is 14 foot below normal. Broken Bow in McCurtain County is 10 feet below normal. Lake Hugo itself is only -3 below the normal level. But those are significant deficits for those reservoirs.
Low lake levels are only one example of the drought's impact in southeast Oklahoma. McManus says wildfires are on the rise and trees are dying.
The trees down in that area, they're susceptible to drought. And to be quite honest, a lot of those trees are still distressed from the 2010 through 15 drought. So putting more stress on them now just adds to their danger.
Something else to consider. Oklahoma City pipes water from Atoka Lake to meet the metro's needs. And though the drought isn't as bad in central Oklahoma, it's still very dry, and that puts even more pressure on Atoka Lake.
You know, the water levels lowering, that's an indication that this water is being used. It's water that we take from the lake and send to the water treatment plants.
Debbie Reagan is a spokesperson for the Oklahoma City Utilities Department. She says the situation is far from dire right now, but her department stands ready to implement further restrictions on water use if necessary.
At the end of December, Oklahoma City had an accessible water supply of about 65% of the total available water supply when the lakes are full. So therefore, there are no current concerns warranting any additional action at this time.
Reagan says the city remains permanently in Stage 1 water restrictions. That means residents can only water their lawns or do other types of outdoor watering on odd or even numbered days, depending on the address. It's a lesson learned during the crippling 5-year drought that ended in 2015.
You know, this is a relatively low water use time, so we think we're in good shape for now.
State climatologist Gary McManus says what's happening in Oklahoma mirrors the current trend across the southern U.S., drought spreading from southeast to northwest. Other states in the region have been luckier. Texas got a big dose of moisture last week, but Oklahoma got caught in an unfortunate pattern. Rainfall ebbed in early summer, as it usually does, but the state all but missed its secondary rainy season this past fall. The winter months are typically the driest, so the drought has taken hold. McManus says the La Niña phenomenon, which means cooler than normal waters off the Pacific coast of South America, helped keep Oklahoma dry during the fall. But
now that La Niña has weakened so much, I think they've really taken some of those impacts away. So I think there is some hope that we might come back to a normal precipitation pattern as we get into the spring.
McManus says Oklahoma experienced a similar climate pattern in its history, a long-lasting drought peppered with the occasional wet year. That happened in the 1930s, during the Dust Bowl. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.
State Impact is a collaboration of NPR member stations in Oklahoma. Find more at stateimpact.npr.org.